Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Trevor Wallace, dude. Yeah. Welcome to Stiff Socks, dude, episode.
Hey, hear me out.
Yo.
Here's what I gotta say. It's like, you ever fucking a bitch, and she, dude, fucking a bitch, and she doesn't eat my ass? Like, fucking get out of here. I'm from Maryland. You know, we don't fucking play around.
Hey, yo, sup, Trevor Wallace. Bang! The thing about TikTok, man, is like, you gotta put things on there that people respond to. You know what I mean?
Dude, so it's like, fucking, I come on the floor and it's weird, you know? All of a sudden, like, whoa! It's a fucking normal. Here's the thing. Here's what I gotta say about coming on floors.
I'm a virgin, okay? I don't know what vagina looks like. I don't know what boobs look like. But that's just me, Trevor Wallace. You like my hair? Of course you do, dude. Your mom's a White Claw. And fuck White Claw, dude. You know what? I'm a turtle. 2019. Fuck with me, okay? Fuck with me, dude. Fuck with me, dude.
We talk for 6 hours. All right. You say how hot I am. You come over. We don't have sex. Fuck out of here. Fucking kick you in the jugular. I'll fucking beat a pine cone over there. My dick looks like a Pellegrino bottle.
All right, so what that was an attempt of, it's Halloween tomorrow, yeah, and we were trying to do some Freaky Friday shit where I was Michael, the semen floor monster.
And I was Trevor, the influencer.
Yeah. I realized...
What did you realize in the switch, man?
We are very similar, because I was like, how do I change my voice?
The only thing that I had was influencer references. I didn't know... Because it's like, the thing is I don't think we're too far, like, removed from... each other that like it's so apparent to like do the impression.
All I had was references.
That's all I had was references.
That then,
dude,
when you get fired up, here's the thing. Dude, here's what I gotta say about that.
The adjusting of the chair, I was dying because it was so good.
But I'm pretty, I don't really move.
Once I know, I had nothing.
Up, yeah,
dude, I had nothing.
Halloween episode, bro.
Dude,
did you feel different over there?
I hated it.
Yeah?
I hated it. I didn't know.
You've always been on that side.
I've always been left. So I didn't know what was happening.
Bro, so this is the third studio as of now, right?
You've always been on the... I can't believe this is the third studio.
Third studio, bro. What am I, fucking 2 Chainz, bro?
Bro, I think I'm Chris D'Elia.
Right?
Halloween episode, man.
The view over there is crazy.
Yeah, I hate...
Depressing. It's dark. Now I see where this tangent... I get to look outside.
That's true. I didn't like it. It was too much stimuli over there.
Yeah, depressing. It's dark. It's a wall. Dude, I just look outside. Honestly, like every 5 minutes a squirrel runs by and I'm just like, dude, fucking life.
Is that why you sometimes zone out?
Bro, my mind
is telling me no.
So think about what a hamster's thinking about when it's on a running wheel. That's what happens. It's just like, just what? Just maintain. Just do. Yeah. My brain is just a constant game of Frogger.
Damn.
And thoughts are just things coming across. I try to just get through them.
Did you ever take Adderall as a kid?
No.
Should you have?
What?
Can you calm down whenever you want? Can you like gather yourself? You're like, all right, let's gather.
Yeah, but I get angsty. I get like...
What does that mean?
Like, you know, the dude is always tapping the foot.
Like anxiety?
I just need to be doing something, you know?
You get fiddlesticks.
Yeah.
That's what my teacher used to call me. Mr. Fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks?
Yeah.
Did you throw hands?
I fucking uppercut her in the face.
Was somebody calling me Mr. Fiddlesticks?
Because I couldn't stop moving, even when I was eating food.
How do you eat food?
I mean, I would just be moving as I'm eating, and like when I was a kid. So she'd call me Mr. Fiddlesticks. She was a nun. So what does she know?
Did you actually have a nun as a teacher?
Yeah, I went to a Catholic school, dude.
Did they private hit Catholic you school. With rulers and shit?
No. Well, I got hit in the face with an eraser one time. Like, she was erasing something, and I was, like, talking, and she turned around and Nolan Ryan'd it and hit me in the face. Like, I was in the back. From the front of the room, she turned around and whipped it, even with her, like, nun habit shit on, threw it, hit me right in the face. I mean, go to the league. I mean, that was the wow. Aim is crazy. And then I had chalk on my face. I teared up a little bit. Sixth grade.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had a teacher, like, hit us or discipline us. There was a couple teachers that would just cry. Do you ever make a teacher cry?
Yeah.
Sad.
It's sad, but also, like, you feel, like,
fearless. But you feel
like,
done.
But you know how, like, when you make a girl come, you're like, oh, I'm the best? What? Have you never made a girl come?
Come on now. Virgin, bro.
Dude.
No, we out here.
All right. All right. But, yeah, you feel, like, I feel like when you make a teacher cry, that's like the accomplishment as like the class clown. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you ever feel like, oh, I was one, this bitch went to where for school? Joke away from making her just really break down.
Yes. But when you're a kid, you don't think about that. Like, as an adult, you're like, oh my God, she probably was going through some shit, whatever. Also, it's just so funny when you're that young.
It breaks a fourth wall.
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit.
Well, she's a human. She's a person. It's like when you see a teacher outside of school, you're like, what you can't be out
crazy?
Here. You can't be out here. You live at school. You can't be here.
Right. You're like, what do you mean of a social life?
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
That's gonna be like
you
the
teach
only,
social studies, bitch.
It's literally the only job where you see like your like client, I guess client or your clients outside of it. And you're like, the fuck you doing out here?
Dude, you ever seen
like what, I can't go to Buffalo Wild Wings?
Bro, if you ever see your therapist out in the world.
Have you?
One time. Not the current
Where
one.
Where were they at?
The last one. They were just, we're in New York. We were like literally cross paths in Brooklyn. And I was like, you can't be out here.
You or them?
Them. Because you know them in the context of being in like a, in their, you know, in the office.
Right.
And they're brain wrangling you. It's like, you can't be outside.
What's the weirdest professional job you can see out in public though? You think therapist or you think they're weirder?
Like for me specifically, I think a porn star that you've jerked off to a bunch in person is pretty weird. Because you're looking at them like, oh, I really like your work. But like, how do you say that?
I was talking about that with somebody else. Like, how do you say you like their work without being like, I've seen every inch of your body, you know?
I think they know that though.
Yeah.
Like if you've been in the game long enough, you know, you're not a blogger. You fist yourself on camera.
That's
and you
true.
Get money for it.
That's true.
Could you date a girl that was a like a cam model? Like she just did like cam.
Just cam or yeah?
Just cam by herself.
Yeah.
You could date her?
I think so.
You want that to be your wife? You want her to look after her kids? I mean, I don't.
Bro, those cam girls got that M3 type money. Like they out here.
Oh, they have money. I'll give you that. They definitely have money.
Well, here's the thing. It's not a, you don't do that forever. You do it for a couple of years, get your bread up, start a blog. And now you make vegan brownies.
See, that's what you would think, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you would think. But I feel like a lady who's making that call to be a cam lady, mm-hmm. I don't know if she's going to make good decisions in the future. Because that's a pretty rash, not great decision. I mean, you sort of fucked your whole life up. You can't be a lawyer.
Well,
order in the court. Bitch, I used to jerk over you in the cam.
Yeah, you could be a lawyer for other cam girls.
Okay, now we're
That's
talking.
That's a very small market.
Aaron Brockovich, just a lawyer I know from a movie. Never saw the movie. Have no idea what that reference is. I just know it was Julia Roberts, and it was based on a book.
That is true. It's hard to get a normal job after that.
Yeah, I mean, Quiznos, sure. But that's all you got.
Could you imagine you get an Uber, and you're like, yeah, is this for Trevor? Oh, okay. All right. She's like, no, God damn it. No.
Rebecca.
Yeah, but Rebecca. There's some like porn online where they like never reveal their face, and they get bans. They get money. That's the way to do it. Because it's almost kinky in a sense. Like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, there's this one girl that I've seen a couple of her movies. She's,
okay.
Dude, she is phenomenal. But the framing is only half of her face. So you never see her eyes. She's bad. Crazy great. Her body is incredible. The lower half of her face, phenomenal. Maybe she got in an acid accident and the top half of her face is all fucked up. An acid accident. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why they framed it like that. But I think they framed it because it's like, you know, kind of like kinky. You can't see the whole face. And that's a good way to go. you know?
Yeah, events. I mean, well, dude, there was one that I heard about. Okay. Watch. Definitely.
Why, there you go.
But I think even her name was like Girl With No Face or some shit like that, which, you know, pretty on brand. Never showed the face. Dudes aren't revealing himself. Like, unless you got a very distinct tattoo, right, you're just racking up views. People watching you, and that's kind of, you're anonymous.
But what is she wearing? Like an Albert Brooks mask?
She's naked. Like the camera cuts off right at the neck.
So she's
just watching the Headless Horseman get railed.
That's kind of into it.
Pretty hot.
I'm into it.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes
I glue another celebrity's head on there and pretend like I'm like watching that person.
That's a pretty. You ever Google celebrity porn? It's all fake.
Oh,
there's,
yeah,
like, there's like two, one, and then they're like, "Huh, this is Miley Cyrus," and you're like, "No, she's black."
She's, I think, what not. Happens is like they're like professional stand-ins for like the actors, and they get fired one day, and they're like, "I'll show you who's the bigger star," and it's like, "Well, I know that's not the girl from iCarly. That girl
can't be.
Has been like 30 porns." The blonde chick.
Who's your favorite porn actress? I don't have one. I don't have one either.
I don't. I usually don't watch the porn star ones.
I can't.
It's
it's not fun.
You know, no. It's,
I need to see real shit.
Real.
Try. Yeah.
I need to see the stain on the carpet from a family that lives there.
I want to see Doritos in the background.
I've talked about my beef with porn before. You know, when you rent out a giant mansion, there's just echoes. It's two stages. There's no furniture. It's a giant house. They're banging in the backyard. There's no water, no nothing in the pool. It's just like...
The actual pool guy's like, he was supposed to show up a day early?
Like, I want the not-so-stage stuff, you know?
Yeah, I want to see like...
Anything with a plot. Like, what are you doing?
I don't need a plot.
When
are they going to know... Or realize that we don't need story.
I think they're heading that direction.
Good.
Like just some shit just starts on it. And you're a little like, whoa, what's her name? But they don't even put the name in the titles anymore.
You know what I need? This is what I do need. I like to see the slow slow undress. That's what I'm into. That's the only setup I need, because I like to see like the ooh, she's taking off her clothes. I like that part of it. But like, I don't need to know that she failed her SATs. I don't care. I know that in 11 minutes, she's going to have semen in her nostrils. So right. Why do I
Isn't
need
that
to
funny?
Know?
We know how everyone ends, but we're still like, ooh, is she going to have enough money to pay for that Uber ride home? I don't know.
Dude, I'll tell you though, when they cut it off and they don't let me see the man come, it's the moment where I go, I might be 8% gay, because I need to see that nut off.
You need to see the full 360.
I need to see him ejaculate.
I think that'd be so funny if you, like a video or like a sketch of a guy who's never seen porn before.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, this acting is terrible. And then you're like, just waiting for it. He goes, what is she doing? Are they going to blur this?
Oh my God. How is this on TNT?
Right. Wait, why did they just jump from here to there? Of course she doesn't have, she's not in eighth grade. Why is she using a coloring book? That doesn't make sense. Dude, they don't, here's the shitty part that annoys me is like, they try to use a storyline, they don't try to fill in the necessary parts of a storyline. She's like, I need tutoring. Bitch, you're 38. You're 38 years old.
For tutoring for what?
You're right.
Like for an internship, maybe?
Exactly. Like make it more realistic. She's like, do you know how to start a 401k? And he's like, yeah. I do. And the K stands for. And then I go,
cock.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, that's super funny. Like adult scenarios. Like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my children. like
Could you imagine? She's like, I don't have a car to go to the PTSA meeting. He's like, oh, I got something you can ride there. She's like, a Mini Cooper? He's like, it's something mini, but it ain't a Cooper. Wait. That would be hilarious. An overly unconfident guy on porn.
Oh, what is it?
The overly unconfident. Is that a phrase?
I could get on board with that. Right, overly unconfident.
Like he's just very insecure. That's a better word.
Yeah.
I got something tiny you can ride. How tiny? It's not good. It's not great. I don't know how I get cash for this, to be honest.
Hey, bitch, you want a minute and a half of this dick?
Right? What? Are we... Is this for Instagram TV? I don't know.
I have to stop, actually. I'm pretty insecure about my body. So if we could, I'm actually not going to finish your cable. I have to leave.
So if you finish right away in porn, is that like messing up a line in a script? Or like you get kicked off set, right? Like you probably can't. Like how many, you finish right away. Like, what, you gotta, then the crew's gotta wait around. Okay, I guess we're taking lunch early today, guys.
I know. They're like, oh, you want some Subway? I think that, because how long does it necessarily, like, really take for a dude to recharge?
Bro, how funny would it be if they just used a stand-in guy, but from just a different angle? Instead of, like, an over-the-shoulder shot, they just use an over-the-ass-cheek shot.
Right.
It's just a dude way tanner starts fucking. It cuts back to the super pale guy. Oh, I'm back.
Like,
ooh,
a shamrock tattoo. It's like
fix it in post. No. I'm a very white, pale guy. We're not going to fix that in post.
Here's the thing, though. I think, and this might make total sense to a lot of people, I really haven't thought about this. Do you think they just go like ham for like a minute and two to like just finish, and they shoot that as the closing shot? Then the dude hangs out, relaxes, drinks a Gatorade, has some Pringles. And then since he's already come, he can last longer. So then he just fucks for the 20 minutes. Because that's movie magic. So we're watching and being like, oh my God, this guy fucks for 25 minutes. Holy shit. Probably that's, not, though.
That's round two.
Maybe even round three, four. Because these dudes with big ass dicks, they probably, like, they fuck all the time. So it probably goes soft at some point. Like, there's cameras, there's other dudes. It's probably not like a very sexual vibe. So, like, we're all thinking that they're going 25, 30 minutes. No, they're not. They maybe go 2 minutes, come, and then recharge.
Think?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of semen. That's probably, dude, are they not allowed to jerk off for a little bit so there's more cum? Like, oh, they're going to shoot on Tuesday, so you're not allowed to, you have to stop
probably
jerking off for a
week.
I
mean, they're like, dude, instead of wardrobe, you just have that. You just meet and be like, all right, guys, we need to measure your load.
Oh, wow. Like, they like put the balls the on one of those like fruit things at the grocery store. Like, all right, 2 pounds.
That is interesting.
I've seen some of those dudes' balls. I mean, those are craters. They look like avocados. Jesus Christ. How do you walk around with those?
Yeah. Well, you walk in the valley and you go, I'm doing porn. I remember when I first moved to the valley, when I first moved to LA, I lived in the valley in a pool house. Fun fact.
That sounds like a porn.
Yeah. My life was literally a movie. And by movie, I mean a porno. But the gym I used to go to was right next to Vivid Entertainment, which was one of the biggest porn capitals in the world.
Every time I walk by there, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Every time I walk by there, there is 1% of me, I swear to God, that thinks that there's going to be a porn person coming out and being like, oh my God, you'd be perfect for this scene.
Oh, no, I don't think that.
I do all the time.
You do?
Yep.
You know the building I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly the building you're talking about.
Do you ever accidentally drive in there and be like, oh, this isn't Jack in the Box?
No. Can you imagine trying to order cheeseburgers?
Hey, is this, you know what would be funny to go in there and like script a porn? She's like, do you have an interview? And you're like, I don't know. Do I? You start unbuttoning your shirt. She's like, do they film porn there?
I think so, yeah.
Where is that one office that has been used for thousands of porn? It's a white wall with a window in the back. The blinds are closed, and it's that black couch. Where is that?
Dude, it's a WeWork in Cincinnati.
It's got to be the same one, though, right?
Yeah.
There's no way there's like replica sets. Could you?
No,
would you be stoked to visit there?
I would.
I'd be excited.
I would smell the ground.
The ground probably smells like warm hummus.
Yeah, it probably feels like that, too. You're walking and just... Quick, quick,
dude, I swear it's that same desk and that's that same couch for every like.
That couch is vile,
bro.
That couch
it's not
is
even
fucking disgusting.
That couch isn't even leather, bro. It used to be just corduroy. Then it got came on so many times.
Yeah,
it turned dark.
It's made of HPV. It's disgusting.
My God. Would you just for shits and gigs?
All right, give it to me.
Take a girl there, just to do it, just a location scout.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
I would definitely do it, and I would be like, we would watch a movie before and be like, all right, bitch, these are your lines. These are my lines. Scripted. Let's reenact it. Yeah, because that would be fun, dude, if she was like acting all like she's all nervous and being like, well, I thought this was like just like a modeling audition. Like, I guess I'm comfortable if it's going to be in a calendar, but like, I don't know. Like, you're not going to show this to anyone, are you? And he's like, nah, why the fuck would I show anybody?
There's 35 cameras in front of you? Nah, this ain't going anywhere. I'm just sending this to my friend on Snap.
Dude, I will say, though, sometimes in those porns, those ladies can act. I am impressed. Those moments where the dude is like, all right, what you need to do is you need to start off by sucking my dick. And then they have that moment of being like, well, I thought this was.
Yeah, because it's real.
I don't think it's real.
No?
No. I do not think it's real.
Okay.
It would be nice to think it's real, but it's got to be fake. Because sometimes, dude, you see a girl and you're like, okay, you know what you're here for.
Oh, bro. I mean, what other interview in the world besides maybe Dan Bilzerian's assistant are you showing up with a skirt and your vag is just chilling, waving at everybody? Like, is this where you partake?
Yeah.
I mean, you got your tits out. This ain't fucking Olive Garden
interview. You have shoes. There's fishes swimming around in your high heels.
Yeah, right.
You didn't walk here like that, bitch.
You have a shirt that says place dollar bill here with a dollar pointing down. Yeah, you knew what was going on. That's true. I'd say their acting is better than the acting when they like knock on the door and they're like, I'm here doing real estate. We need to check out the house, please. It's like, bro, are you a cop?
I love when the lines are so bad.
Don't, yeah. Well, here's the
thing. Do they write a script? Do you think that they go, just riff? There's no way.
Could you imagine if they made like a porn star take like an acting class or like improvised class? Or like, I think you need to go down to the Groundlings real quick, get some acting classes in. And
that would be.
If you got a porn star in your class. She's like, set up the scene. And you're like doing a scene with her. She starts to get naked. No. Space work the clothes. You're not wearing real clothes. Don't actually take. She's naked. Okay, class.
Class dismissed. Everyone leaves but her.
But her? Huh?
Yeah, I mean, what? So hold on.
The world of porn is so many questions.
Would you do one?
A porn?
Would you do one if your head was chopped off? I would be so scared.
No, because then what's the flex?
You want to flex that?
No. So what is the flex? You wouldn't, because then you look at the comments and be like, yo, this no-headed dude ain't got shit for game. And you're like, well. Dude,
have you ever seen, there's a porn that's called like tiny dick porn?
What?
And this dude just walks around fucking, okay. I swear to God.
All right, backtrack.
Yeah, yeah. Just this dude walks around. It's literally titled like tiny penis porn or something. And he just walks around fucking women. And the women just like make fun of his tiny dick and it gets him hard. What? Who fucked you, sir?
Yeah.
When you were a child.
Whoa.
He got raped by his dog or something weird happened. That you get off by women like making fun of the size of your penis.
That's weird. That's like when you bully somebody, they like lean into it.
When you what?
Like if somebody gets bullied and they lean into it. Like somebody yell at the weird emo kid, be like, yeah, you probably fucking suck bad dicks. And he's like, I do suck bad dick. And you're like, all right.
God damn it.
We had to just boomerang that back. Then I was like, dude, we were riffing, bro. We were having fun in chemistry class.
Can you imagine sucking a bad dick?
Bro, I feel like they got that hog, though.
No.
They hang upside down. It's the blood probably makes it fucking gravity longer, bro.
Can you imagine being that person's parent and walking in on his room and he's just
bro, Ozzy Osbourne, bro.
Ozzy Osbourne's biting heads off chickens. I don't think he's sucking.
No,
it was
bats.
Dick.
It was bats. He bit a bat's bat head off on stage.
Dude, he has AIDS. Like, bro. there's no way bats don't have consistent AIDS. He bit a bat's head off on
bat's
stage.
Head off, bro. Google it.
Man, I don't know how to spell.
Bat's head off on stage and
bats,
like is still in like society.
Bit. Bat's head off.
Yeah,
let's see,
bro.
This.
He did that shit.
Dog, he fucking did it.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Bit the head off a bat during a live show at Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Des Moines.
Des Moines, Iowa.
I mean, dude, yep. Pick a better place.
Where are you finding a bat in Iowa, though?
I don't
fly that thing in,
or the thing flew in itself.
I'm just here on business.
It has a little fucking thing.
Every time he hangs upside down, all the shit falls out of the bed. It's like, God damn it.
Dude, can you imagine him? He was all stoked. He's going to... This is his first theater, the bat's first theater. And
bro, do you think the bat was like, holy shit, that's Ozzy Osbourne. Wait, what the fuck?
Ah! Yeah.
Dude, how do you... Like, that is insane. Yeah, you can't do it sober.
No, I don't think he knew he was doing music.
I don't think he knew he was awake.
Yeah. Dude, you hear him talk now?
And Bat's still trapped in his fucking vocal cords.
Dog, he is shaky.
Bro.
He's
somebody who was born the same look. Like, he has not aged or gotten younger or older. He's just that.
Yeah.
How is that a person?
Oh, second?
Like, just like, how you, like, imagine talking to him and be like, bro, you bit a bat's head off.
Yeah. I mean, dude, he's a straight whack job.
Bro, how does he, like, imagine just him doing something simple, like singing you happy birthday. But like, I don't know. Get that satanic shit out of here.
Yeah, he'd be like, happy birthday. Can you just sing regular, please, sir? Mm-hmm. He just has like bat guts in his throat.
Yeah, the whole family is on some shit.
Ooh, the Osbournes?
Oh, yeah.
Are they still doing it? Remember they went like super, super hot, like when they're on an MTV thing? And
I think they have a reality show.
Still?
I think so.
God damn. They've been camered.
Actually, I don't know. Yeah, my friend used to be a PA on that show.
That has. How scripted is reality?
Very.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. So scripted.
It's got to. Because they can't trust millions of dollars to people like Ozzy Osbourne.
No. And the guy's like, yeah, well, usually on Wednesdays, I just make top ramen and sit back and watch old reruns of Jerry Seinfeld. Like, no, we need drama. We need you to beat the shit out of your brother.
All right.
I don't have a brother. Well, we're going to the orphanage. Jesus Christ. How do we get, bro? Every episode.
Halloween, bro.
Halloween.
Fucking Halloween. What was
I'm going to be Ozzy Osbourne for Halloween.
That's like pretty good. What was the weirdest costume? Or what was the, your most fun costume that you ever wore?
I've done two that come to mind. When I was in college, I was Macklemore when he was hot. And I, like, the thrift store thing.
To Macklemore.
He made money and was like, nah, we're good here. He probably got a lot of death threats too. When he beat Kendrick for Album of the Year for Grammy,
that was
like the best and worst thing for him. Bro, you see that Grammy speech? Shaking back. I don't think I should be up here, man.
I know. Dude, I mean, how would you feel? Like, I would feel exactly how he felt. I'd be like, I shouldn't have won.
Thrift shopping, bro. Like, that's, come on now. Like, is there a wider scenario?
There's not.
Bro.
You're wearing your granddad's clothes, he said. That's the whitest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why he sort of like stepped back?
I think he made a fuck ton of money. He did what he wanted. Like, where do you go after that? When was the last time he put out music?
I don't know. I think you got to just become a priest or something. Because he went from like living in a car.
That or like an actor. I could see him on like an episode of Power.
That's not a bad call.
I'm going to hit him up.
Bro, hold on.
So, Macklemore. But yeah, I don't know what he does. I think he like, because his whole look was the slick back hair and that shit, shaved sides.
Yeah.
So I bought a giant ass coat and I was in Chico for Halloween 1 year and I just... Just like Macklemore.
What the fuck is Chico? Is that California?
Yeah, Chico. It's I'm actually going to be there December 13th and 14th.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's like the biggest party school in California. It's like ranked nationwide. And everybody understood the outfit. That's the best part, when people understand the outfit. What were you saying?
How do they rank that? How do you rank that? I'm going to ask again.
The amount of kilos that go in and out of the school. Bro, it is. Well, it's like one of those isolated towns that's like, all my friends that went there took like years to graduate. Like, out of the three I knew that went there, one dropped out freshman year, one graduated Jesus. In six, one graduated in 7 years. Like
7 years?
7 years, bro. You know your school is fucked when you just have a midlife crisis at the age of like 20. You're like, I need a new major, bro. I need to get away from some new fucking people. I mean, everybody in finance kept offering me coke. Yeah.
That's what happened, right? You got to change your major if you're going to be 7 years.
Yeah.
What did he change it to?
He went from like engineering to finance.
I mean, two very hard majors. You gotta switch to, like...
But dude, these schools is like, they're isolated. There's nothing around that city. So it's not like, if like your internship, you don't really get one. You just kind of you just drink. And there's no sports, so you just party.
I want to know how they rank that shit, though. Like, is it like how much alcohol goes into a city? Like...
I don't know, dude. They probably just send like the nerdiest, like most pure person ever there for like a week. Then afterwards, if they come back, and that person has like a neck tattoo and a lip piercing, and it's like, "What's up, bro?" You're like, "Oh fuck!"
Yeah.
You hit me with a bra, and you're a Mormon? Oh fuck! I don't know. That is interesting. Could you imagine like somebody ranking your school, and they come back after a week, they're like, "Pussy shit."
Oh yeah, you're like, "Come on, dude, it's Dayton, Ohio."
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, because I remember my school used to be like really high ranked in like the Playboy rankings.
University
of
Maryland?
Fuck. Huh? No, I went to Coastal Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like ranked like really high. It's like, how do you, like, it was a party school, but I mean, we party harder than Penn State? Like, I don't think so. Like, there's so many kids that go to that school. Yeah. How the fuck do we party harder than that?
Well, it's also like every, you know how like every like high school class that was like seniors, like, we party the hardest. It's right. Like, bro, nobody throws parties like we did back when we, back, yeah, kind of.
Do you remember when you were a freshman and you saw these seniors and you're like, oh my God, they're so old?
Bro, I remember I went to a like a senior party as a sophomore.
Right.
I felt so out of place. I was like literally just in my own head, like, play it cool. And like, we only went because one of my friends knew like somebody was like a senior and like that dude had to get us in. And we're all just like,
Dude,
I felt like I snuck into like fucking VIP at like Coachella in the back room. I was like, oh my God, That's a high school quarterback. I'm like, what's up, dude? He's like, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
How about that game? How did you get into...
I like beer, dude.
You want to play rock, paper, scissors real quick? But it was like, dude, I just remember being... And there was like a few kids from like a community college there. And you're like, I'm out of my fucking element.
Oh my God.
Dude, seniors look fucking old as shit when you're younger.
And they're like just so like out of your social like... wheelhouse. Right. You don't even know what to fucking talk about.
Oh, bro, that guy's got a lanyard with his car keys on it.
You're like, you got keys, bro? I barely have keys to my home.
What, you got a family? He's like, no, I mean, you're 16, Trevor. You could get a car, too. I'm like, yeah, true.
Oh, my God.
What were some of your favorite Halloween costumes or some memorable ones?
Bro, I was, Ace Ventura was probably my most memorable one.
Did you do the voice?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, the entire thing, I crushed it. I had I went to a thrift shop and I literally tried to match like same pants, same.
All righty. And did you?
Yeah, got the boots.
Let me hear it.
All righty then.
It's pretty good.
It's fine. That was kind of bad. It's pretty good. I was expecting something better. But dude, my sister and I know every fucking word to that entire movie.
Ace Ventura's great
from
movie.
From front to back.
Dumb and Dumber's like legit my favorite movie of all time. Jim Carrey is icon.
Dude, that's the only person that I like actually would kind of geek out when I met. If I like met LeBron, I'd be like, hey man, what's up? If I met Jim Carrey, I'd pass out, I think. I don't know what the fuck. Also, he's like a weird dude now, so I don't even know what I talk about.
He's in that full beard phase and you just say shit and then they look at you and say, what? And you just go, I shouldn't have talked. You ever have one of those moments where you just say something and then you're just like, well, here we are.
I hate when I'm talking to someone who's like really, really intelligent and they give me this like hot fire and then my response is fucking true, bro. I have nothing. It's like, why are you talking about astrophysics, man? I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never met somebody and just been like, you like definitely overtalked, like said something stupid. I feel like definitely like, I'm trying to think who I met like early on where I just like talk way too much or something. Or you like reveal something that like only a true fan would know.
That's what I've done. I did that with Pete Holmes.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, but it was like a sort of like a passing by thing. Yeah, I mentioned like the name of his dog.
Oh, and that's big.
And that's like, that's weird.
That is. Well, that's like, yeah, so how'd it happen?
We were doing a show at the Improv and I was hosting.
New York out here.
Out here. And we were, I was hosting. I brought him up and he did his thing, whatever. And I got up back on stage, gave him Pete Holmes, whatever, and I walked back. And then I was like, he had said some story about his dog throwing up or something.
On stage?
No. Like podcast. On the podcast. And I asked him how his dog was. And that's like pretty, I mean, I guess it was like a nice thing to say, but it's pretty like.
That's layers to that.
Yeah, there's like, how's your dog doing? That's a little.
That's binoculars are strapped up on the mountain and I know what hotel you're staying at.
I love him, dude. He's so fucking funny to me.
Yeah, bro. Oh, I mean, dude, I felt that way with Bill Burr because I used to listen to his podcast all the time. He talked about his dog Cleo that he had to like give up.
Yeah.
And like, you just remember the big highlights to talk about on the podcast. And I saw him at the Improv. And I was like, it's better to just not say anything than to be like, man, I'm so sorry you gave up your dog. It's like, not only does he probably not want to talk about that, but you're also like, I know your life. It's going to be, it's kind of weird.
It is weird.
Dude, I honestly was so stoked once I found out cuck wasn't a derogatory term.
That's not.
It's a great word.
It's the best.
Top 10 words you can say in public without getting yelled at by a white mom.
Cuck?
Yeah.
I think if you yell cuck at a white mom, I think she's going to yell at you, maybe. You know what I mean?
Right, but you're not going to get canceled over it.
I mean, she might, I don't know.
Questionable.
Dude, if you're in Ralph's grocery store and there's a white lady in front of you and she's taking forever, she's like paying in check, and you go, come on, you cuck, I think you might get canceled.
You'd be like, autocorrect, I meant to say you cook. Dude, cook a lot.
That's hilarious to live in person autocorrect yourself. I'm sorry, that was autocorrect.
Sorry, Siri. Anyway, sorry if you cuck. She's like, what?
I would speak to text.
Best word you could say like out loud and like not,
cuck.
It sounds more powerful. I mean, it is still.
It's a powerful word.
It is. I mean, it's not a great word. It's not like it means like baloney and fucking Japanese or something.
It might. You don't. I don't know Japanese. Do you know Japanese?
No, not at all. I'm not going to say any of it either.
I like kike. That's the most fun word because I can
say it. Crazy. Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's a strong word.
Yeah.
And even as a Jewish man,
A Jewish man, yeah.
You can just throw that out there, but it sounds, even like somebody who's wearing like a swastika on the shirt, like, hey, let's, come on, what's going on, man? You want a Capri Sun? Chill out.
Right. Do you need some Triscuits?
It sounds like I'm calling 911 if I hear somebody yell that.
It's the Jewish N-word if you want to really get it in there. It's not as bad at all, but I mean,
Jews don't even say it.
No, because it's so bad.
Like,
there's sometimes I'll start my show and say, "Hey, how you doing, Kikes?" It's so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
You've actually done that,
of course.
Because, in Brooklyn?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, is this real?
At a Jewish cemetery.
This is a bit. Have you actually just opened a show with that?
Yeah, I've done it like twice. I mean, not because how funny is it? Because you can.
Bro, it's awkward as fuck.
I know, that's why it's so funny.
You got to do it and then immediately like point it at your nose and be like,
Oh, no, aha. No. I do it and then be like, guys, Blaustein. Guys, Blaustein. I'm good.
Does it land though?
You
when
kites
you say
relax.
It?
That does.
I would see it would be funnier. And this is something that, like, you remember the Amazing Racist, Ari Shaffir?
Yes.
Dude, that stuff? Insane to me.
Unbelievable. But my critique on that, if there is any type of critique, is it real?
I don't know.
That's the thing. Because there was one episode I watched when he was in the full KKK outfit and he walked into like a convenience store, like a bodega, whatever, in like Compton. And they didn't shoot him in the face. So like, or like beat him up. Then I'm like, the reactions were too like mundane. I was like, to me, I feel like he walked in there before and was like, listen, I'm gonna do some crazy shit. Please don't beat me up. And they're like, all right, fine.
But do you think it's that or like, well, okay. Anything TV is like produced definitely. But also like, I feel like people watching that would be like, oh man, if I saw that, I would have definitely knocked him out. I would have done something. And then it right. happens to you and right. you're like, so like flabbergasted.
Yeah.
You're just like, what is he serious? So sometimes maybe the national reaction. But I do think like that's something like he would do where he'd just walk into like a temple and mix up kikes. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Right. I mean, I'm not doing that. I mean, that's insane to like do it in front of like in like a Jewish community center or something. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But like it's funny to me to call people that are non-kikes kikes. That's the funniest is when you're just at the Hollywood Improv in the small room and you get up there, at, you know, and be like, oh, shit, what up, kikes?
That's I don't even... Dude, I'm legally allowed to say it.
I know, but that's
but it so sounds wild.
Oh, it's aggressive.
It's, bro, you it's dropped that in Los Angeles. Jesus Christ. Someone will beat you over the head with a menorah.
That would hurt. Eight
My
times.
Mom would do it. She'd be like, Trevor, you know better.
Dude, have you been hit with a menorah?
No.
I don't know how to do any of those Jewish games. Like the dreidel, dreidel, dreidel? I have no idea.
Pretty easy.
What do you do? Spin it and yep. it lands on like a gefilte fish and you have to go eat a fish or something?
You
what are the rules?
Spin it and okay. there's four options.
Oh, really?
One, there's one where you take everything, there's one where you take half, there's one where you put in three, and then there's one where...
This is the most Jewish game
nothing
ever.
Happens. Oh, yeah.
What do you take?
And then if you land on the winning one, you just have to marry another Jewish person.
Hold on. What was the last one?
They sneak it in.
No, shut
like
up.
You win everything, and you have to marry a Jewish lady.
Dude, are you being serious or are you fucking around?
Fuck no, I'm not being serious.
Oh, okay. I thought I was... Jeez, I'll never play that game again. Dude, why are you looking at me like that? That's a very Jewish look you just gave me right there. Would you ever marry a Jewish lady?
Sure.
Nah.
What? What?
Nah,
wait,
bro.
So who on your family is?
My dad.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad. My dad's a big old kike.
That's wild to me that you can just get on an airplane, land, go to your father's house, open the doors up, you kike, and then you'd be like, that is I.
I say kike to my dad a bunch.
I feel weird saying it on my, like, even, you say it?
Oh, it's in my vernacular. Listen, I don't do it on a daily basis, but it's in my brain. It's just such a funny, powerful, it's funny because it's powerful. It's funny because of the reaction that people give you when you say it. But it's also just, it's a very empowering word. Because it's the only word that you can say, or that I personally can say, and you can personally say, that, again, you're allowed to, and it garners that type of reaction. It's a crazy reaction people give you. And that's what's so funny.
Yeah.
You never used it?
No.
You've never used it? No. It's funny.
Not just in the vocab.
Right. You never called your dad like, yo, what up?
No.
No?
The first time I ever cussed at my dad, I called him a fuckhead.
Jesus. That's such a kid. That's such
Well, I knew the word fuck, but I didn't know how to use it.
Right.
So I think I knew the word shithead, and I was like, let me fucking ante up real quick. Boom,
that's
boom.
Good.
Switch the shit, move the fuck, boom, fuckhead.
Why'd you call him a fuckhead? He didn't let you go.
I don't know.
Down
I was leaving the dinner table. He sent me to my room or something, and on the way to the stairs, I was like, whatever, you fuckhead.
Wow.
You ever hear a belt? You ever hear this noise real quick?
Yeah, but only when I'm about to fuck, bro.
So twice.
Tony, when you were a kid, you get hit by a belt?
Yeah.
I never got hit with a belt.
Really?
Nah. My mom would just open hand slap me. Hilarious.
Really? I would get belt, paddle, soap in the mouth every once in a while.
Soap in the mouth?
You never heard of that?
You grew up in the Depression?
You never heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I mean, I thought it only happened when the printing
real.
Press was invented.
It's real.
It's real?
Oh, yeah.
Don't open your mouth.
Oh, bro, it's going in the eyes. You have to.
Wait, in the eyes?
Bro.
What a kike thing to do.
We were doing so good.
In the eyes, if you don't open, so that's where
no,
it goes?
Not in the eyes, but the mouth.
But if you don't open your mouth, they put it in your eyes, so you open your mouth?
Wait, what?
If you don't, I'm just saying, don't open
your mouth. You didn't have an option. Like, you ever seen somebody try to brush a dog's teeth?
Yeah.
It's like that. You, bro, there's two parents, four hands.
Oh,
and they just be like, jab that shit open and then just boot cock in your mouth with some Downy.
Downy?
Isn't that soap?
Downy is Downy quicker picker upper clothes. Downy quicker.
Well, bro, they're putting whatever's in there. It could be that soap, laundry awful, detergent, Axe body spray.
That's so funny. That's when you know your dad's a bro. It's when you get your mouth cleaned out with Axe body spray.
Instead of cussing, you just start sounding like a dirt bike. But dad, I promise, brah, not to brah, say any brah, any more derogatory terms anymore. Brah. Yeah. Anyways, wow.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Still not going to say that word.
You should. I'm telling you, just try it one time. You'll, dude.
I mean, with a nose this big, I have all the rights too.
You think your nose is big, but it's not big.
Really?
It's not big.
From a side angle?
From a side angle, sure, but just don't ever look someone in the side.
I have to walk around like a flounder at all bars. She's like, you want to go to my place? It's to the left. I'm like, no, it ain't. We're taking the long round, bitch. What does that mean? We got to walk around the world and then some.
I think I already said this before, but I always thought it was funny because I always wanted to be taller in my life. So I was like, fuck, man, I'd love to like walk around with rollerblades on all the time. And it's so funny.
Yeah, Sonic employee.
Huh?
Yeah, you just work at Sonic.
Dude.
Could you imagine you worked at Sonic? Some girl thought you were like 6'3". She's like, he's so hot, 6'3". And then you like get out of the car and you're just like, hey-o.
Hi.
Where the fuck were you? Yeah, I'm just taller when you're sitting in the car and I'm on rollerblades. Where are you driving to? I thought we had some special.
Ma'am?
My rollerblades. You're chasing after her and rollerblades?
Yo.
Let's give some advice.
Should we get this advice going?
Yeah.
I think they deserve it.
Yeah.
All right. Little bit of sock talk. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Are you guys ready?
Yes, they are.
All right.
If they've listened this far, they are more than ready.
All right. This is kind of insane, so I'm not going to say her name. You did sock talk, but I'm not going to say her name. This person said, I peed inside my girlfriend and she liked it, but I didn't. What do I do?
So many questions.
Dog. Okay.
How do you
pee inside of her? Well,
I'll tell
her?
You. It's like a morning wood and it's you just, wow.
How do you?
Doesn't it fill up quick?
Fill up quick?
I'm saying.
Her vagina?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's a Gatorade bottle. I don't think it's probably like a little, I was going to say little type, but it sounds horrendous. Yeah, I think it's going to leak out quickly. But my first question is, how do you pee when you're rock hard? You know how hard it is to pee when you're rock hard?
I'll do it right now, bro. That is insane. But also, did he like think that he was like finishing?
If I found out that you were rock hard throughout every single one of these podcasts,
bro,
it would be the funniest thing in the world.
Why do you think I sit like this?
Because
I will tell you this though. There was some kid, I can't remember if it was one of my friends, but somebody in my middle school, he was like, you know how like the first kid in middle school to like ever get a blowjob was like literally the dopest guy for like all of 3 months?
Right.
I think that kid in my middle school, like when I was in seventh grade, I think he peed in a girl's mouth on accident thinking he was finishing.
What? That's how he seventh thought grade he
logic.
Finished?
You're like, is this coming? And then your body's like, no, you just drank a lot of Capri Suns earlier. Yeah, I think so. Which is also weird because the girl's like, is this normal?
Oh yeah, because the girl doesn't
just
know.
Gargling. Oh, whoop, whoop. It's not pretty good.
She goes, I hate the taste of semen. What does it taste like?
Everybody says eat pineapple, but yeah, tastes a little urine.
Oh, wow. I can't believe she liked it.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part.
You know, I don't know. Maybe if he was hitting like the G spot, he like peeing hard, and, like
a good, a good circus stream. Game. You know, when he's hitting the target.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the horses were running.
Yeah,
I'm so bad at that game. What do you do, bro? I think you you know, first, how come you didn't like it? Was it on your bed? Maybe that's why.
Yeah,
there's urine just all over his bed.
I mean, I don't like it. And that's just hearing the scenario.
Yeah, I couldn't. That would be. I would have to love a girl so much for her to be like, I need you to. I need to pee on you. What circumstances would you be okay with?
If I got stung by a jellyfish?
That is the best answer that you said in these 42 pot. Like, dude, that was quick and just really articulate.
Well, you know what happens is that happens, and then I'd be like, I was kidding about the whole jellyfish thing. And then you just got peed on for free.
Oh.
Gang.
Bro, what? If, that's probably how the R. Kelly thing started. She probably got bit by a jellyfish.
She's like, why do you have so many jellyfish in your pool? It's not really an exotic animal, you know?
Yo, he puts...
Oh, shit. I thought that was like jello shots. No.
He puts like little jellyfish in the drinks and shit. They want a water. She's like, oh my God, I guess, oh my God, hold up.
You want to see me juggle a jellyfish? He purposely spills on it. I need somebody to pee on me. No. What's R. Kelly's first name? Robert?
Robert.
That'd be hilarious.
His name's Robert.
Is it really?
I think so. Remember he got that interview with that famous, I think it was on 60
such
Minutes?
Such a pee name, Robert.
Robert pees. Robert pees the bed and also pees on women's ankles.
Yeah. Well,
all right, listen, dude, I don't know, man. If you don't like it, I would just have a conversation with her and sit down with her and be like, listen, man, I know you really enjoy it, but I'm not really into it. It's your body and your choice. God damn it. Great answer, Michael. Thank you, Trevor. All right, next one, baby. This is from Not Now I'm Naked.
Hell yeah.
That's a great name, dude. What's the weirdest place you guys have ever played tug of war with a Cyclops? Guys.
What? Wait, whoa.
Just say dick.
Wait, that's Cyclops.
Is Cyclops, a dick the Cyclops? Like, yeah, because it's got one eye. It's like your dick, one eye. It's like a Cyclops and tug of war.
You have one eye down there?
Well, no, I have four.
Okay, yeah, just make sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How many you got?
One, two, three, four. Yeah, four.
Four. Yeah, four, yeah, four. Yeah.
Maybe this guy's a weirdo.
You only have one eye?
Yeah, mine looks like a shower head. That'd be great. Anyways.
Mine looks like a Gatling gun in the fucking Civil War. You know all the ones
that a pasta strainer?
Can you imagine if your dick had looked like a pasta strainer?
That'd be crazy.
Yo, you'd be peeing for days.
All
right.
Mine looks like those little Mexican candies where you push up and all the things come out. It doesn't. Wow. This.
You ever seen those you put the Play-Doh in and you go, you have two.
Yeah, exactly. Angel hair pasta.
Was that what you said before?
What?
You didn't say pasta strainer?
So where's the weirdest place in Georgia?
In your bathroom.
Here? Really? Today? See,
on the break, bro.
Did you?
No, that's
where's the weirdest place?
God damn, dude. I mean I've busted out on a mega bus before, a mega bus bathroom.
Thank God you said bathroom. You know what's weird?
What?
I suddenly was not as weird as I thought. You said mega bus, and I was like, oh, this motherfucker got a monocle and a trench coat in his trunk, you know?
Yeah.
But the bathroom, you're like, all right.
But a megabus is disgusting, bro.
Well,
I'm looking. It's
what's more disgusting, a megabus bathroom or a megabus bench?
Like a megabus like seat?
Yeah,
I think a bathroom, bro. Because the thing about megabus is there's no. It's a porta potty.
Yeah,
it's just there's poop and pee.
Yeah, but so are the seats.
Swooshing. That's true. That's true, dude. I was on a Greyhound bus one time, and some hooker let me know that she was a hooker. Like, do you want to go in the bathroom? And I'm not shitting you, bro. For like 10 to 15 seconds, I was like, I'm bored as fuck.
I've heard of the Mile High Club. What is the Greyhound Club?
Depression.
Yeah.
If you get blown by, and she was like a good 51 years old, wrinkly, drunk, like that would have been, I think I would have assassinated myself the day after. That's a moment where you got to really rethink your whole life. If you're getting blown.
That walk back to the seat after she's already offered that same service to the other 30 dudes behind you.
She did,
and
dude.
They see that you caved in.
She did. She was literally like a stewardess on an airplane passing out peanuts. She's like, do you want to? Like, I'm dead serious. And
nuts. Yeah.
Pretzels.
You, sir. You weakling millennial. You're like, ah.
I'd like a pasta strainer dick, please. All right. One coming up. I jerked off in a Kinko's bathroom before. Really? I get these waves of horniness where I'm like, I'm not going to get any of this work done. I need to get this poison out before I continue my work. Or I'm just going to think about
boobs. Were you working at Kinko's?
Yeah, you're making the copies or some shit. You know? You don't like make shipping labels and shit like that?
Yeah, usually I'm not hard doing it.
But usually I'm not either.
What turned you on at a Kinko's though? What was like,
bro,
you printed out an address and somebody's address was like... 69 Fox Lane. You're like, Fox Lane? Okay.
I'll tell you what it is, dude. We talked about this a little bit before. When you're in New York and it's the summertime.
New York's just horny.
And your juices are going.
I feel like everybody's just ready to pop.
I'll tell you why. Because it's so fucking cold for 7 months. So when the weather turns, your blood is boiling.
I feel like the weather is a natural blowjob to your body because it's like a warm humidity. You're just always a little wet.
Oh my God. And you're walking you're walking around, dude. There's no AC. So you're like walking around these streets like a fucking hyena. I'm looking at girls' shoelaces and I'm like,
bro, you're in a living state of like a girl drinking fucking warm water just blowing you off.
God, you ever got head with a girl with an ice cube in her mouth?
No.
Doug.
That's a thing?
That shit will rearrange your brain.
I've smoked out of a bong with ice cubes in it. That did the same thing.
You're such a virgin, bro.
Bro, that literally in high school, if you put a fucking ice cube in a bong, you were literally Isaac Newton the third. Dude. You're like, yo. We just elevated shit. And then you fucking rip that shit. And you're like, bro, I am the Iceman.
It's incredible how much you don't cough.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So you... Ice cube dick?
Dog, you have a girl put an ice cube in her mouth and she sucks.
Does that not give her like a brain freeze? There's so much going on. So many things to choke on. I'm concerned for the safety hazards.
I mean, I'm not worried about it. I'm in there. I'm in there. You know? It feels great. I mean, really? There's so many sensations. It's hot. It's cold. What's happening? Is that a tongue? Is that an ice cube? Ooh,
it's
so
quirky. It's hot. It's cold. Whoa, whoa, I'm coming. Hey, oh, wow.
Yeah. Come quick on that shit.
Wow.
All right, let's move on to my fucking cigarettes.
Let me get that secret sock.
I'm
going to hit up some producers and be like, we need that secret sock intro.
What's up? That would be great. All right, ready? This is from a secret sock person. I lost my virginity. Ooh, apropos. I lost my virginity in a changing stall at JCPenney. Left cum on the mirror. Who cleaned it?
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, there's 12 layers to this. I lost my virginity
in a JCPenney's?
In a changing stall. No one calls it a changing stall, by the way. Changing stall at JCPenney. Left my cum on the mirror. Who cleaned it? I want to ask you a question. Why are you choosing the JCPenney stall to lose your virginity?
I'm going Nordstrom.
Oh, I'm going Bloomingdale's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Also, the funny part about finishing on a mirror, that's essentially like finishing on your own self.
Fuck, that's...
You're looking at a picture of yourself, and you're like, you look so good, Trevor.
What if he lost his virginity to himself?
Yeah, we jerked off in the mirror.
Are we high?
Also, I feel like at JCPenney's, you already pretty dead inside to work there. You just don't even notice it. Somebody's like, Gerald, we got semen in the changing stall 4. You just wipe it down with the coats nobody wanted to buy.
God damn it again?
Yeah.
I can't believe motherfuckers keep coming on a goddamn mirror.
Isn't that crazy? That's like a...
Was that Wanda Sykes? Who was that?
It kind of sounded like it. Why are changing stalls like a popular destination to fuck? Something about like that risky, like we're in public.
Yeah, something about clothes too. Zippers. Zippers are hot.
Yeah.
Zippers aren't hot to you?
A bit.
Anyways, guys,
I get to zip some down.
The sound of zip, zip, zip up, zip down is fucking unbelievable.
Right? Isn't that crazy? It's just metal untouching itself.
I like unbuttoning. Unbuttoning is hot to me. Little,
bro, you hit the bra unlock with the one hander, bro. I could fucking defuse a bomb, bro.
You feel so good,
bro. The girl goes,
she's like, oh my god, you did. You cut the red wire, bitch.
Bro, the funniest thing ever is like I was trying to do it in the back for a while, and she knew that it was one that unlatched from the front, and she just didn't say anything.
What an asshole!
It's funny. It's comedy.
Okay, so she was joking.
No, she knew.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I thought she was just being an asshole.
It's funny because you feel the twiddle in the back.
Right.
You feel like you're playing with an imaginary Rubik's cube, but it's all the same color.
Such a spit of
her. Yeah, it's funny though.
Sometimes when I can't get it, I just break it.
How?
I'm strong as fuck.
What?
Because it's embarrassing. You're back there and you think you're dope and you like 4 times out of 4, you crushed it. And then there's one back there to yours. It's like, you can't do it. And I just grabbed the whole thing and fucking
burned it. I'll tell you what, the first time taking a bra off, I see why motherfuckers practice on teddy bears and shit.
Yeah. And pillows.
For real though.
Oh dude. That's how I learned how it worked.
The scariest thing ever.
Oh yeah.
Cause you got like 6 seconds to make it work or else she's like this virgin.
You know what? I don't do it anymore.
No.
I let her, because I don't mind fucking with a bra on. I think it's hot. So if you...
What?
Yeah. I like the bra. The bra is like, I don't know. There's something about like, I don't know what's under there. It's so hot.
Like it's a fucking cup with a dice under it. Which one's an under? Whoop, 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 whoop.
I like it. I like the visual of it. Sometimes I leave the panties on too.
I mean, they are expensive bras. So sometimes you're like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. You leave the panties on sometimes? Sometimes I just put them to the side. So I like fuck with the whole, I don't know, I like it. The visual of it, I like it. I think it's because I used to jerk off to like Victoria's Secret catalogs when I was a kid. So I like that look.
How did you feel about the Victoria's Secret fashion model as a kid? Like the show, the televised one.
I mean, I'm watching my mom. She's like, oh, the feathers are nice. I'm like, rock hard.
That's how I felt about that GoDaddy commercial that came back like in the Super Bowl days with Danica Patrick. I would be like, yo, dog, this is not chill.
No.
Like, yo.
Get out of here.
I'm sitting with my legs crossed, playing it cool. Just like bowl of guacamole right over the dick. Yeah. Dad's like, you want to pass that guac? I'm like, maybe next commercial. I'm not. Yeah, bro. This.
What's those other commercials that there were bitches are like
Carl's Jr.
Come,
was,
yes, dude. Like,
bro, how horny was the director of Carl's Jr.?
You know what's funny? When they first had the first commercial, it was just a regular burger commercial.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you know what? Eat it slower.
Bro, what happened to the commercials? They haven't done shit in a while.
I think they got canceled. I don't think you can be that.
How horny was Carl's Jr. for his hot 2 years?
Dude, I was.
Kate Upton doing it, right?
Dude, Kate Upton. But the thing is, it never made me want to buy a hamburger. It made me want to fuck a hamburger. I mean, I guess you're selling hamburgers either way. But I mean, you know how many cumsicle hamburgers there were floating around?
You return a burger. So let's see a minute of this. You did that. I did. I did do that.
Can you imagine trying to return a burger with your semen in it, trying to convince the person that, you know, sir, I'm so sorry, there's a semen in there. So, what do we do now?
I'm going to say that's happened at least once in the world.
Of course. Dude, someone has shat in a burger before and tried to return it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fucking every Tuesday at Burger King. I think Burger King gets the least respect out of anybody.
McDonald's, I think, gets the least respect, dude. McDonald's.
But I'm saying as like a burger place. Well, they got the Whopper.
Dude, I love Burger King. Yeah. I never go because there's like one every 19 miles. It's the flames.
Flame broil?
Yeah, the flames.
That shit's drawn on by Crayolas, though, right?
Of course. Yeah. But just tell me.
Have you ever seen the grill marks on the chicken at Subway?
No.
You just blow on it, they fall off. Oh. It's not good. It's not great. It's just spray painted on there.
They're just like pipe cleaners. Dude, it's like food brown
coloring.
Pipe cleaner.
It's literally food coloring.
Yeah.
They stamp it on there.
But it makes
it's
me
like
feel
a henna tattoo of a grill. I'm like, you think I'm fucking impressed by this?
Dude, you ever
seen, I am.
Have you seen those tattoos that last for like 2 weeks?
Hennas.
Nah, they're not hennas. They're
henna
like,
tattoo.
They're not hennas, bro.
What?
Yes, there is a hennas that stamp, but there's like the ones that actually look real.
Oh, yeah.
There's ones that stay on like 4 or 5 days, so you can like test them out to see if you want them.
Really?
Yeah.
You go to a bar and you see how many girls actually don't give a fuck about your tattoos.
Oh, man, they don't. I don't know. There's girls that care about tattoos. But you got to have like a sleeve.
Yeah.
What is it about a sleeve tattoo that makes you know that you can finger the fuck out of her? Strength? Do you know how to finger?
Which foot do you use? And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, is this still the Halloween episode?
Yeah. This is the
bro. This feels longer than a Joe Rogan episode. If you made it this far, shout out to you.
Thank you so much for listening, man. I hope you guys have a happy Halloween. Be safe. Drink a lot, but be safe. And we love you guys.
And come
man.
To all my New York shows, November 8th and 9th at Gramercy, and then Connecticut on the 10th, and then Syracuse on the 11th, and then Albany the 12th. Or I've mixed those up. They're out there. I'm out there in these New York streets.
Just go on his website. Just go on his
website. TrevorWallaceComedy.com.
Yeah,
goodbye.
I have websites. I have dates too, but it's in my phone. I don't feel like looking. But guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. Go on iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. It really helps us. We love you guys. Goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space.
Anna-based pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.